This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
It was from locally and our state government, Labor, Daniel Andrews' team has been a welcome voice for our community, and they've injected some funds throughout mental health, and there's actually been some allocation of funds for this plebiscite campaign to deal with the effects that it will have on our community. We thank the Andrews government for backing that. We thank the Andrews government for standing in solidarity for marriage equality. And they actually have a Minister for Equality. He's here with us today. Please make welcome Martin Foley.
Thank you very much for that very warm introduction. And I too would begin by acknowledging the traditional owners of the land on which we meet and pay my respects to elders past and present and acknowledge the people of the Kulin Nation. This is a fantastic crowd. But in many ways, it's a meeting that we shouldn't have had to have. I want to thank the whole marriage equality movement, and Equal Love in particular, for sustaining 13 years of this campaign through thick and thin, and now so close to achieving this goal of marriage equality. Yes. But to overcome this pointless, expensive, let me guess, voluntary, non-binding survey, we still have some steps to go. And like everyone, we're uniting in this community, in this town and in this state to make sure that Melbourne and Victoria brings home that yes vote if the case goes ahead and the ballot goes ahead. We're going to really need community to come together to campaign in all sorts of new and distinctive ways to make it work. And I'm sure from the enthusiasm we've seen from one end of the state to the other that that's achievable. But sadly, we've seen some pretty bad behaviour in only the first week or two from those who would seek to vilify, those who would seek to demonise and use some pretty bad tactics around stigma, around trying to magnify some very bad behaviour. That's why the Victorian government has allocated $1 million, $500,000 on top of a package that was already in place from our last budget to make sure that the services our LGBTI community need and sadly going to continue to need as a result of this campaign already, to make sure that you get the message that you stay strong, you stay supporting each other, and that you come together to make sure that this survey is won. Because this survey is not just important to make sure that we take away the notion that one group of Australians are somehow less equal than others. We need to get this marriage issue right because it is so important symbolically. But let us not stop there. Let us keep going to that great Australian commitment that a fair go applies to everyone. So we go beyond marriage laws, that we deal with stigma and discrimination for all LGBTI Victorians and Australians, to the point where we can really come together as a community and say stigma and discrimination against LGBTI people in every manner, not just in the marriage laws, is a thing of the past, and we give some form to our great Australian commitment that we are a fair go society for everyone. That will not be achieved until LGBTI Victorians are as equal and as fairly dealt with as everyone else. Marriage equality is a hugely important political and symbolic stop on that journey. But let's not stop there, and let's keep this campaign going until marriage equality is achieved and decency and equality is achieved for all LGBTI Victorians, and that your sexuality and your identity defines who you are, and it does not define you as a second-class citizen. So let's win this ballot. Woo! Let's keep going.
The Minister for Equality in the Andrews government here in Victoria, Martin Foley.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.